Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly with Daytime After Dark. And today's guest, I almost said tonight's guest because my mind is in another planet, but today's guest is one of our really good friends, and you guys all remember her from Guiding Light. Oh my gosh, sometimes I wish she was still on Guiding Light, and she's been in so many other great shows, and so let's please welcome back our friend Tina Sloan.
Thank you. Carly, do you know I'm here? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. Yes.
You can hear me, right?
Yes.
Carly?
I can hear you.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, for a moment, I thought we were that commercial. I'm being funny. So, how have you been? With the stay-at-home order and everything, how have you been with that?
We've been very wonderful. We're on a little tiny island, my husband and I, off the coast of Connecticut, and I walk for a couple of hours every single day, which I have been loving, and he plays golf a lot, so he's happy, and I've been writing a sequel to my book, which is keeping me intellectually stimulated. How about you?
I've been doing, like, all these interviews. I should be grateful, you know, because we are probably going to be busy. You know, if David has his way, we will probably be having interviews until the end of time. And since Seattle has, we are not even out of phase one yet. So,
really?
You know, and then on top of it, with the weather here and the wildfires, the pollution is bad and the air quality is bad. So even if it's hot, you cannot open your windows because it will be really smoky. So, yeah.
Terrible.
So,
terrible.
Yeah, it's been a crazy time, and I did really enjoy your book.
Thank you.
I found it so wonderful and so great that I'm happy you're writing a sequel. And I mean, it took me a while to finish it, which is not normal for me because, you know, I mean, there was a lot of pages, which is okay, but it's like, wow, you went into really good detail about the book. And when I was, you know, finished, I'm like, you know, she needs to write a sequel to this. And that was, you know, in my head.
A lot of people.
And I was going to reach out to you and say, you should write a sequel. But then I thought that could be stalking. So I didn't say that, but in my mind, I've been thinking about it because it's such a great book, you guys. It's on Amazon, and it's really great for everyone that is still staying home and nothing to do. You know, besides,
Cleopatra.
You know. Yeah, and it's really good. And I am so happy that you wrote it. And then a couple weeks ago, I've been dreaming really weird, but I have this dream, I don't know if it means anything, but I had a dream that Law & Order SUV called you back for an episode, so I don't know if that means anything, and maybe it's my wishful thinking. But I would love to see you back on that because it takes in New York, so you don't have to go to the West Coast. You know, you don't have to get on a
But I'm in Florida, Carly. I'm moving. You know, I live in Florida in the winter.
Oh yes, I'm in. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in. Oh, the special victim unit. Yeah, that you did great
in
that.
Thank you.
That's my favorite. One of my favorite shows of all time, and I mean they are going into their 24th season. And it doesn't get boring and never bores me. So, I mean, that is really awesome because sometimes shows after that long could be a stalemate. But not this one. I mean, whatever, you know, the producer, which I cannot think of his name right now, or Dick Wolf, anything he touches people, it turns into greatness. So, yes, and what else? Because I know we have a limited time because, you know, David told me that. And, you know, David keeps an eye on the time now because I certainly don't because we start talking and then another thing comes. But will you ever be open to, if guiding light had a reunion, and even if it was like a 2-hour movie reunion, would you ever be up for something like that? Because I think the fans all the time have said, you guys, I mean, you know, Guiding Light at the return on my children, One Life to Live. You know, you guys all can make movies, like a 2-hour movie of the week, you know, I mean, because honestly, I mean, saying for you guys to be back full time, like you were, I don't see happening, but, you know, with everything, I think someone should do that. You know, if anyone does web producing out there, are you hearing me? Guiding Light should be brought back for a 2-hour movie. And when it does, everyone needs to thank me for my brilliant ideas. And, you know, and I'm just so happy you're back on the show. I mean, like I told David, I go, thank you. And he goes, oh, of course. Those two really love you, David and Bobby. Maggie is under the weather, so she couldn't make it today. But I love that, you know, you're in New York. I mean, not New York, but I love it, you know, out there. And it's so beautiful. And, you know, I mean, I fell in love with New York the moment I stepped off the plane. So I love New York, but it's like my dream one day to move there, but I don't think my parents would appreciate me in New York getting into all the trouble on my own.
It's not too great right now, I must say. It really is not too great right now, from what my friends tell me. It's just not what it was. I'm sure it will come back, but it's been pretty brutalized, I think, by this whole virus. And there was a lot of looting in New York City, just a lot. And that scared people, so they didn't want to go out. And, you know, my friend who goes out for dinner or something, you can go, there are wonderful restaurants on the street now, she said, but she wants somebody to come and walk her over there because she gets so nervous. And that never happened before. It hasn't happened in decades that's been scary in New York. But I think I'd wait a while before I move there. Although a friend of mine who was up here for the summer went back home and she said, "Boy, you could get a cheapest apartment ever right now because everybody's leaving New York City, so people are renting and almost for nothing their apartments."
And I heard if you go to New York right now, that you know you have to quarantine for 2 weeks or something. I, you know, heard about that. And I'm like, quarantine? I'm only quarantine here. You need to, how far along are you in your book right now? Are you close to being done, or are you way off? I mean, it will take a while.
Well, you know, I'm doing it because in Chasing Cleopatra, when I wrote that, I got all the characters in my mind. So now they're sort of doing their own thing and telling me what to do with them. It's amazing how characters can speak to you, and they wake you up in the middle of the night, or they, I was going to kill one of the characters in the beginning of the new sequel, and I had it all planned, and he somehow talked me out of it, so he's still alive. I'm fairly probably a third to a halfway through. I don't know yet. I haven't really checked out how far I've gotten. I just sort of get in there and work, and then see what happens. And I think it will be
shorter
than the
first one. Yeah, that's like me and my screenplay. I write. I think writing has saved me through this time besides hosting, because when you're writing, I don't know for you, for me, it's like you're in your own little world, and you're really not thinking about yourself. You're thinking about the characters, and I end up putting music on, and it's a really, you know, nice, you know, little time for myself. So, yeah, but I know we have limited time because I know you have places to go and people to see. I like saying that. Okay, and I know last time I didn't bring him on first, and he got mad at me, so this is Boyd's favoritism. I'm bringing on David first. Hey, David.
First?
I'm bringing him
on.
How
are you doing?
Hi, David.
Thank you for coming on. Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Oh, I'm glad I'm on. She was just talking about writing characters, and the thing I find is if I walk by myself, I'm up on this island, and you don't see people. You walk on these dirt roads in the back, and everybody's sort of home because of COVID. And I didn't realize, because I usually walk with someone else, and, you know, we talk for 2 hours. And I walked by myself the other day because she'd gone back to her home off the island. And all of a sudden, all these ideas came to me. I thought, oh, I've wasted a great time where I could have been getting all of this alone, you know. I think it's really important to have that alone time.
Yeah.
Where you and the walking just sort of makes you move and makes you think about things. And you get ideas. It's really helpful. I wish I'd known it at the beginning of COVID, because since March 15th, I have walked for 2 hours every day at one time. It just keeps me calm, you know.
Yeah.
What are you doing, David? How are you coping with all
of this? I'm down here in Florida. This
so
crazy.
You're okay.
Yeah, I'm in Florida.
Okay,
Florida.
Right?
Yeah, in Florida. Yeah. Apart from where you in? Apart.
Well, right now I'm way up in. I'm in New York right now, but I'm in Florida, around near Palm Beach, north of Palm Beach.
Oh wow! Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, you're in Fort Lauderdale. Oh, that's pretty close. I'm about an hour north of Palm Beach.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah. Okay,
we
just had a night.
There?
It's hot. We put a bit of rain. It's hot.
Uh-huh.
It's really hot. So, hope we get some rain soon. Our cup of cold has been happening. Don't even mention this. We just celebrated 9/11. What were you doing during 9/11?
What was I doing?
Yeah, during 9/11. What were you at?
Oh, you meant what was he doing on 9/11, right?
Yeah, we just celebrated a couple of days ago.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to ask, yeah.
I'm on this island, and sometimes it doesn't come through. Say it again.
Oh,
what were you doing?
I'm doing 9/11, September
11th.
I
was in New York City.
Yeah.
I was on Guiding Light. We were all the first plane hit. I was on my way to the studio, and I remember I got out of my cab, and there were these fire trucks behind screaming and screeching, and I thought later on they probably got 2 more minutes of life, because they were 3 minutes later than they would have been down there, because they had to stop for my taxi when we stopped. And I've often thought that those darling men who were hurling their way down to help everybody, all of whom died, that first group of guys that went in, I probably helped them. But my husband and I went a few days later. Well, that day, everybody came back to my apartment who didn't live in New York because they had no place to go. They couldn't get out of the city. And Danielle, do you know Danielle Page? You know her?
Danielle,
she's a writer. She wrote for Guiding Light. She was wonderful. And then she's written a bunch of young adult bestsellers. She came and lived with us for about a month or two because her home was sort of blown away in when it happened. So that was, we gained a new family member.
Wow.
And then my husband and I went down and we worked at a gas station where all the firemen and the police would come in and out all day long. And we'd have things there to give them, like boots or water to drink or ice cream or anything they wanted, we'd give them. And then they'd tell us what they needed. So we'd go home and we'd call people and say, bring, nose stuff for your nose that they didn't have to smell what it smelled like, or bring us more shoes because they went through their shoes so fast, or bring us food and tons of water. And people would come over to our apartment and we'd put it in our car and bring it down. And we went way down. We were near the World Trade Center. And we just, and these poor firemen would come and they'd say, I can't find my father. I can't find my brothers. And they were these big, glorious guys who were just everybody was devastated, but nobody, they lost so many people. And we'd see firemen coming from Nantucket, and we'd see them coming from South Carolina. They came from all over to help. It was so wonderful. It was just so wonderful. And they'd thank us as they were leaving when we'd give them things, and we'd look at them and think, we're thanking you. Are you kidding? You're giving your rescue, your lives are in jeopardy all the time down there. And so many of them got that bad lung problems from it, And the air blew out to Brooklyn. So we were a little north of it where we were working. And we were sort of south of Houston Street. And we didn't get, thank heaven, that air because it was deadly. It blew out to Brooklyn, most of it. Oh, it's just terrible. But it was quite a day and quite a month.
Yeah, I'm moving. David? No, I'm down here in Florida. I'm not watching no TV. Actually, I thought it was a movie. I thought it was actually a movie when I first saw it on TV. Cowboy, the graveyard shift. And I just woke up, TV was on, and then told two players, this is a great movie. When's it coming out? And now it's real. I guess everybody thought it was a movie.
It looks like a movie going into those. We watched the second one, and who was I standing with? One of the actors. He played Tony. Daniel.
Yeah.
And he said to me, we watched it go into the Pentagon, and he said to me, we're under attack. And I hadn't made the connection yet. And so I went into Bruce Barry, who was directing. I said, Bruce, we've got to get out of here. Because we were near the UN, and I thought the UN would be attacked next. And I said, we've got to get out, everybody go. And he came out and watched what was on TV, and he got us out of there. And a lot of people came to my apartment because they couldn't get home. They closed all the bridges and all the so that no one – all the tunnels and bridges were closed because we didn't know what was going to hit us next. So Paul Gebbia, who was our makeup artist, and Linda Labrizzi, who was our hair person, and Liz Kiefer came over, and a lot of the actors came. And we just sat there watching the TV. It was so horrifying.
I know. I know. I can imagine. Guy you made out safety. So, thank you for coming on.
We always welcome
back to come back anytime.
Come back. We don't care if you have anything to promote or if you get bored. We will take you in any safer form. And I better let on Bobby because if I don't let Bobby on, hey Bobby.
Hi Bobby.
Hey Corey. Hey Tina.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's just Can you stay calm during this normal time?
Well, where are you located?
I'm in North Carolina.
Okay, so you're okay. You're not getting the fires, those awful fires.
No.
No. No.
And I don't think
cool
you're getting the hurricane.
No.
It was going into Louisiana again.
Yeah, because I'm glad that you live in Palm Beach and not Pensacola, because they're about to get the storm.
Yeah, Pensacola is. Yeah, I'm up north right now. That we came up here about 6 weeks ago to stay when it was really hot in Florida, in a little house on this island that's off the shore of Connecticut. And so hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, so we did that. And now, it's been lovely. The weather's been lovely. It's getting chilly, but it's been just wonderful. And we're heading back to Florida pretty soon.
Yeah.
Very soon.
So, yeah. So
have you been staying in during this whole COVID thing, or have you worked? What have you been doing?
I've been going out to just walk in the park and just get some coffee, and that's it.
Yeah, I think walking and being out is really important. If you can get out, I mean, obviously Carly can't with those awful, awful fires she's got. But, you know, I think if you can get some if people can get fresh air every day and read a book. I mean, I get to write because I don't have a lot more to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Have
you read
question.
Chasing Cleopatra?
No, I haven't read Chasing Cleopatra yet. I haven't read it.
I want you to. It's on. I had it made into an audio book. It's also on a Kindle, but I got some very good actors to do the voices for Chasing Cleopatra, which I thought was a good idea. You know, so people don't have to read; they can just listen to it when they're walking.
Oh, yeah. I have a question. Do you still keep in touch with Beth Chamberlain, who played your daughter?
Yeah. Well, I see her a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen
her
this summer, but
yeah, but I know she runs a fitness center, and I know
she does
with,
indeed.
Well, yeah, because I know with the rules of the government up in New York and with what the mayor of New York has said about gyms and stuff, she's been having a hard time just trying to get customers in and stuff like that.
Right, and she's doing a pretty good job, I think. Because she sort of can do it on Zoom a bit, I think, you know, so people mm-hmm. can look at the home, and I don't know if they pay or not, but they, you know, they sort of, I suppose they do to have her teach them from their home. And I think they can maybe have one or two people in because it's a big studio. So maybe if they're far apart from each other, they can do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think exercise is so good if they can just keep people far away.
Yeah.
And I saw today that Dr. Fauci had said that the rate of recovery of people who get it is very, very, very high. I mean, it's very good, like 99% recover now, because they know how to take care of you now.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's about it. So I'll just say I'll talk to you later, and have a good time, and you're welcome back next time, and have a good evening.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Bobby, and yeah, this Tina, if whenever you want to come back on,
you're
bored, you're totally welcome. This direct message David and say you're bored or you need to promote something, and we will get you on.
Bored. Right?
Yeah, and if you ever do talk to you, TV dollar Beth Chamberlain, you can also mention also because I will love getting her on. Actually, I would love to get both of you on together, like a mother-daughter TV duo thing. I've been doing a lot of those interviews lately. And I find
well,
them
like
really fun. So, yeah, I just thought I would mention that.
Yeah, he did
so
a great
job. So have a
great
day, and thank you
thank
for calling
you,
in.
Okay.
And enjoy the weather if the weather is nice back there.
Yeah, and I'll say prayers that your those fires get taken out soon.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, thank you so much for calling in, and you're welcome
okay.
back anytime.
Thank you, Carly. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Hello, boys.
Hey, that was a great interview.
Hello, Carly.
Thank you. Okay, so there's a couple of announcements I would like to make. Okay, baseball. Okay, General Hospital will be preempted September 29th, August 1st, with additional possible preemption on the 2nd. The old episodes will be on Nathan and Dante, the Haunted Star. That is one episode on the 30th. Tick Tong, the bomb goes off on the horror star, and unlikely hero emerges, Sunny. And on October 1st, Alexis is worried about Zillian. Why would you ever worry about him? Did a heroic move in Sunny's life. Sabrina arrives home with a surprise. So for the 29th and October 1st, 2nd, Nodes in a Hospital. And I hate that. I really hate that.
Unless the Mariners are in the playoffs, then you might not have to worry about that.
Yeah, I mean, are we in the playoffs?
I don't even know yet, but I'm just saying unless.
I know, this is how bad I am, but I just want to congratulate myself, well, the Seahawks, for our first game last weekend, and we won. God, did we win. I mean, talking about a game, and I was surprised someone didn't text me during the game. I thought someone was gonna, text me during the game, Bobby.
I didn't get the game in my head.
I'm trying to remember who we played on Friday, Sunday.
We played
someone and we beat the crap out of them. That's all I remember. The standings of right now, the Seahawks on second place. Yay! My love for my Seahawks will never go away. And I just want all the players to say, stay safe. And even though we are playing the damn Patriots on Sunday, and the football game is at 5:20, and Seattle is favored to win. Of course,
yeah,
because they don't have Tom Brady. Of course. Sorry, I know I
Cam
should be good.
But they have
I
Cam
love
Newton,
that
and,
we don't have Tom Brady. I love that. I love that more than sliced bread at this moment.
I just hope you guys can get the game underway because of the and the air quality is good because they had to postpone the Mariners game tonight because of it.
Yes, and number two, people do not for your life depending on it, do not watch the president's new town hall meeting tonight with Dumbo. Okay, unless you want to throw up the whole time he's on. I'm getting to the point that I can't stand him. I mean, I try and try and try and try and try, and it's just, I'm never going to like him. And, you know, things like that are making me really, really, really mad. And breaking news, temporary casting over Days of Our Life, Katie McCain is replacing Melissa Reeves in the role of Jennifer, only because Melissa lives in Tennessee. In Tennessee, Nashville. And she doesn't, you know, want to commute right now, which I don't blame her. I'm not in the mood to get on a plane right now. And also, my other announcement, David is going to make the, who's on for Thursday, David?
What is that?
Who's on for Thursday?
I think Edra Evans.
Yes, we have. And we don't have anyone on Friday. So it will just depend how this week goes. If we will have a Friday show, it will, depend a lot on just how everyone's feeling. And, this week, I have to watch, a lot of the races. It's sad, but you know what, General Hospital is really, really, really hitting it out of the park on that. And I love that. And I haven't watched it for a couple of days. So if anyone tells me what's happening, they will be muted for life.
I'm behind.
I will watch it. I know I'm going to cry. Crap, I cry at long distance commercials. I know I'm going to cry with this. So, this is my theory about me crying. And the other thing I just want the listeners to know is please be careful and always check your bank. You're being information every day because Monday night or Sunday night, Monday morning, I couldn't sleep, no sock, and I was almost getting ready for bed, and I thought, why do I check my balance on my bank account? And so I did. And then I have this authorized sale from a company I've never dealt with. It took $20 out of my account. So now I have to wait for a replacement card, and I am just totally pissed. I mean, I have to wait 3 to 5 or 7 days for the card. And but if I wanted it quicker, like a one-day mail, it was going to be $25, and there was no way I was going to pay $25, even though I hate waiting. So just everyone be careful with looking at your statement, always. You guys always look at your statement, right?
Back statement, you have to do.
Yeah, and I love it now that you can just go online and look, you know, or even you can text you can even text, you know, I mean not text, you can even look up your bank information from your computer or your phone with iLove. And what else do I want to cover? What did you guys do last weekend before we go?
I watched that with Stars that night.
Not at the same time, boys.
I watched that with Stars that night. And it was okay.
Hey.
It was okay. Crystal's house, no comment about Crystal. No comment. You do, have you seen it? That's what's all right.
No.
Disappointed with Crystal, she didn't disappoint. And all I gotta say, she did a bad job.
Well, you know what?
Job.
I want to see. Bobby, what did you do last weekend?
Just once in a while football.
Don't you feel now that we are at the stay-at-home orders? Okay, I mean, me and you, Bobby, because our state still, you know, we leave the stay-at-home orders, Florida's not, but don't you feel like you wake up and it's Groundhog's Day?
Yeah.
All over again? I mean... You know, I mean, I think, you know, it's good, but it's bad. And, you know, I just think that they are canceling Halloween in some states. So I do feel sorry for, you know, the little kids that, you know, have to go, you know, and I did trick-or-treating. I mean, I just think it's safer. Safer to not have that. And my third thing is, okay, I saw this, and I just wanted to ask you guys a fun little thing, and now I'm trying to find it. Okay, if you could eat, okay, if you had to give up either hamburgers, pizza, tacos, or wings, if you had to give up those four, what would you give up, David?
Tacos, because I work at Taco Bell, steak and tacos. I worked at Taco Bell for 10 years. Every tacos.
You would give us tacos?
Yes, I worked at Taco Bell for 10 years, almost 7.
Oh, that's why I forgot about that, yeah. Okay, what about you, Bobby, what would you give up on those three,
I just tacos.
Really?
Yeah. But I like
you
all of them.
You do not like tacos, huh?
No. I like all of them, but it's hard to give up one of them.
I think if it were me, I would give up wings.
Who?
Wings. You know, chicken wings.
Well,
you know, I would. you know, because I love tacos. I love pizza more than anything. And I love, know, anything, you know, and I, you know, I love tacos and everything, and I just wanted to thank my mom. She sent over. I have the best mom in the world, you guys. She sent over some Rice Krispie treats, and she put peanut butter in them. And you guys, they are so good. Like, I'm addicted. And before we go, okay, you guys, what kind of peanut butter do you guys like? Do you like, what's your favorite brand, and how do you like it?
It's smooth. That'd be smooth. With
jelly. Really?
I jelly.
interesting.
I'm not going
to with no ice cream.
What about you, Bobby?
Well, I usually like I like the chunky one, but I usually get the creamy one.
Yeah.
Oh my God, see, that's funny. Oh my God, you too. For me, it has to be crunchy. And I want to see people on Twitter and everything. You know what? I'm sick of hearing you want Mike to be gone. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about that. The storyline is like, yes, it's sad. It's heartbreaking. But you know what? In real life, this is how Alzheimer's disease go. You know, it's a long goodbye. So, for everyone out there, please stop bitching. You know, I mean, come on. I know it's sad. I know it's, but really, Max Gill, Monique Bernard, Laura Wright, Sadu, Ian McCoy are all hitting a home run with the storyline. So, my opinion,
I think it's a great story. Now, Max Gill's next out of the park, no Max Gill. I didn't think it was a good job. I think it was that good. We can't, but you do an awesome job with storyline.
It's been one of the best storylines. And I just want to say that, you know, making me cry is a good thing because, you know, people say if you cry, it releases stuff. So, you know, that's good. And before we go, I just want to say, Dump, I am so done with you. You are retweeting a smear campaign against Biden. You gotta stop this shit. You and your little family need to go basically to hell for what you're doing and what you're saying. Jared, Ivanka, Eric, Donna Zunio, all need to go. And people, come on, if we want to get back to America not being so screwed up, you got to vote for Biden. I mean, this is the only way we can do it. You got to vote for Biden. And if you live in Miss McConnell's state, you need to vote him out. After McCain died, and McConnell was a 30-year friendship with McCain. He has turned his back on him, and it's pretty much, you know, F you to the friendship, F you to the Biden and McConnell relations. And so I'm sorry, stop wiping Trump asked every 2 minutes, everyone, stop it, because he's the one that got us into this. He knew in February that this was going to be a problem, okay? And we are in September, and we are still in this problem because he didn't want to panic everyone. I don't buy it. Did you, Bobby?
No. I said no.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, what about you, David? I'm like so mad over it that I want to kill him. Oh, I'd rather not say that. Okay. Well, if I, believe me, no one wants me to meet Trump because I would slap him at this point. After everything he's done to Biden and everyone, I'm done with him. So, yes,
okay,
we're done for the day because I don't want my voice to go.
Yeah, I'll say vote in November. Vote in November. Vote in November. As I can say, vote. Get down to my office.
Vote. And I'm sick of hearing how mail-in voting is somehow bad when, you know, we've been doing for 30 years here. So, you know, stop it, everyone. Just stop it. So, and tomorrow night, the country, yeah, the ATM was on CBS. Taylor Swift is set to perform her new song, Betty. It's going to be a great night for country music. So you guys have to tune it on. And so, please, you guys, just have a great night. Okay. Oh, God, I don't know. We are still in the day. Okay. And remember, take your time to enjoy the view. But wash your hands. And don't listen to Trump. And always listen to Carly. Basically.
That's right.
So have a great night, you guys.
All right.
Goodbye,
bye,
Bobby.
Guys.
Goodbye,
bye,
Carly. See you Monday, Andrew Evans. 8 p.m.
Bye.
My time, Bobby.
Oh, yes. Oh, and you too? Pray for me on Thursday before the show, because I have to go get my teeth cleaned. So please pray that I don't have any cavities, please. I hate going to the dentist. So, yes. Okay, bye, guys.